I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
A movie I've liked very much recently. Green Book. An iteration of the black-white combination.
Right. I've seen the trailer for this movie. Viggo Mortensen.
Right.
Mahershala Ali. Directed by Peter Farrelly.
Yes.
Of the Farrelly brothers.
Yeah.
It takes place in the 60s?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're traveling south.
Yeah.
Green Book of the title.
That is a book published for African Americans at that time to tell them what hotels and restaurants they are allowed into in the South. So we were talking about other films that have black-white combinations.
Yes. When I was a kid, I loved The Defiant Ones with Tony Curtis and Sidney Poitier.
That was my original choice.
Yeah, they're chained together. Even today, the image of Sidney Poitier jumps on the train. Tony Curtis is trying to catch up to him.
Yes.
And he reaches out, and just that image of the black hand and the white hand coming together.
Aren't they in the river? And one has to pull the other out.
Yes. I think
these are all basic figurative ways of suggesting the need for them to bond. I agree with you. The one, again, starring Sidney Poitier, guess who's coming to dinner?
Oh, see, that's funny. I thought you were going to say In the Heat of the Night.
Oh, okay.
Also a Sidney Poitier.
Yes, right, exactly. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner is vehicle for what we thought of as a black man as a leading actor.
Yeah. I want to jump back to interracial friendships.
All right.
Male friendships.
Yes.
48 Hours. Eddie Murphy, Nick Nolte.
Nick Nolte, right. And that's the start of at least three, including that one, cop-related.
Yeah.
You know, because the others, of course, are Men in Black and Lethal Weapon. That seems to work really well because you know, you can have your action, but you can also intersperse it with some important commentary.
Right. You have these great leads, Mel Gibson and Danny Glover, and race doesn't really ever become an issue on the surface. Collateral with Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
Again, race is not a part of it. But can you have a black character and a white character on screen together in any sort of dynamic, whether it's friendship or whether it's an antagonistic relationship? Can you have any relationship wherein race and our thoughts about race aren't informing it on screen?
Great point. And I would say the only analogy I can make is a man and a woman. Is there always sex? But there are times when sex does not enter into the picture. What you're asking is, yes, when I see a black man and a white man in leads, I'm thinking race immediately.
Yeah.
I'm thinking we're going to have some interesting dynamic. It almost visually sets it up.
So when you look at a movie like Lethal Weapon, well, they actually, I think, do in one of the sequels address it because the bad guys are South African apartheid.
Okay.
Okay, so you have a movie like 48 Hours, right?
Yeah.
Where Eddie Murphy is definitely playing against Nolte's stiff whiteness, right? And he talks about it. And then you have Richard Pryor, Gene Wilder team-ups. Richard Pryor was always
Silver Streak, right?
Silver Streak, Stir Crazy, See No Evil, Hear No Evil.
That's back in the 70s now, 76.
Yeah. Well, Silver Streak, 76. Yeah. Then I think Stir Crazy is like 80 or something like that. Even though they're friends, they weren't antagonistic like Nolte and Murphy. But even though they're friends, Richard Pryor is kind of walking Gene Wilder through the black experience.
And let's get out to last year. Get Out.
Mm.
Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Meets the Twilight Zone.
Modernized
into
a horror film, which to me, like the cop setup, allows you to do a lot of things that aren't race-related.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, this one is right in your face race-related.
Yeah.
I mean, we have robotic blacks who are servants of this white enclave.
Yeah.
Then you look at Django Unchained,
mm-hmm.
The Hateful Eight. May not be race-related.
Yes.
Maybe related to the
tension
actors.
Is there, right? Unforgiven. That might be one of the greats.
Oh, my goodness. Why? How did I miss that?
Black and white male friendships on screen.
Yes.
And again, now you're seeing Morgan Freeman as a cowboy, right? He never mentions one time that he's black.
Oh.
Right? Yeah. But when Gene Hackman kills him, he beats him to death with a whip. Suddenly, all the unspoken things come screaming to the surface. Great black and white male partnership that happened off screen. Richard Pryor and Marlon Brando. Support for Cinema Classics comes from Film Columbus, enriching our community to make Columbus a destination for film education, exhibition, and production. Learn more at filmcolumbus.com. Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows every Thursday at 8:01 p.m. and full shows online at wcbe.org.